As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
ES Audio.
Hello, I'm Mark Blunden, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, will you struggle to get a Switch this Christmas? But first...
Okay, what if a bioterrorist brought smallpox to 10 airports? You know, how would the world respond to that?
Just when you thought dealing with one pandemic was quite enough... How about a dose of deadly smallpox courtesy of some bioterrorists? That's what Microsoft founder Bill Gates is warning governments should prepare for next.
It'll take tens of billions in R&D that the US and the UK will be part of that. It'll take probably about $1 billion a year for a pandemic task force at the WHO level, which is doing the surveillance and actually doing what I call germ games, where you practice.
Gates says it's crucial that the powers that be learn from dealing with the COVID chaos and put this know-how to good use for future emergencies.
There's NAFTA really caused epidemics and bioterrorism caused epidemics that could even be way worse than what we experience today. And yet the advances in medical science should give us tools that, you know, we could do dramatically better.
Gates was speaking at a policy exchange event. Next, at Lisbon's Web Summit, Microsoft President Brad Smith played down Facebook's new dimension. That's the metaverse. Smith says we'll all still be living in the real world with real people and need technology to fit around that. In an interview with Reuters, he also called on tech firms to build a common platform to help better protect users than the current internet does. Next, Nintendo has cut its Switch sales forecast by 6%, 24 million units, and says it will struggle to meet demand over Christmas after being hit by the global computer chip shortage. Nintendo shares have slumped by 25% this year, and now the Japanese gaming giant says Switch sales are already down to 8.28 million units in the 6 months to the end of September. This might sound like a lot, well it is, but that's compared to 12.53 million units last year. Next. No, no one's getting married. These are the bells welcoming United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres to collect his honorary degree from Cambridge, where he gave a passionate speech about the benefits of education and critical thinking.
Values, principles, truth and integrity are at the heart of the liberal education that Cambridge has offered the world for 800 years. Scientific research and cutting-edge technology are nothing without them.
Gutierrez popped down to the university to collect his Doctor of Law scroll after spending time at the COP26 climate summit in Glasgow.
We need institutions dedicated to learning, not profit, to critical thinking, not power, to pushing the boundaries of human understanding, to discovery and wonder, to facts and science.
Next, a British man previously charged in the US with involvement in the hacking of politicians and celebrities' Twitter accounts was charged on Wednesday over a separate scheme resulting in the theft of $784,000 worth of cryptocurrency. Prosecutors in Manhattan say 22-year-old Joseph James O'Connor and accomplices stole Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Litecoin after gaining control of victims' mobile numbers by linking them to SIM cards. It's alleged that O'Connor, who's known by username Plugwalk Joe, and accomplices conducted so-called SIM swap attacks targeting three executives of a Manhattan crypto company, stole cryptocurrency from two clients, and laundered what they stole. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Plus, it's a case of squid shame for one Twitch streamer. Why not hit follow in the meantime? Welcome back. Could this be the most expensive taco topping in the galaxy? Astronauts on the International Space Station have been harvesting hatch chilies grown on board since the summer, which at 1,500 units on the Scoville heat scale actually puts them in the pretty mild category. Astronaut Megan MacArthur revealed the news on Twitter. But what dinner did the crew add the chilies to? Space tacos, of course, which also included beef, rehydrated tomatoes, and artichokes. And finally, she's a Bristolian Twitch streamer who's been using the online handle of Squid Game for over a decade because it rhymes with her name. But now Lydia, or Lid to her friends Ellery, says she's been weirdly trolled because of it. Ellery also says companies have been hesitant to offer her jobs due to her username's association with the violent game. Maybe it's time to consider a Facebook-style rebrand. You are up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader Podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews, and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. We'll be back on Friday at 1 p.m. See you then.